Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Fast. You know that feeling when you scroll through social media, and suddenly an hour has vanished? Like, poof, where did the time go? We've all been there, right? But today, we're diving deep into why those little red notifications can sometimes feel more addictive than a bag of chips, and maybe even a bit harmful to our mental health. Social media is designed to be engaging. It's like a giant buffet of information, entertainment, and connection, all served up in bite-sized, dopamine-triggering chunks. But ever notice how that constant stream can leave you feeling drained, anxious, or even a little envious? Let's break down five key takeaways about the impact social media has on our mental health. First things first, comparison is the thief of joy, folks. Ever feel like everyone else's life is a highlight reel while yours is just, well, life? That constant exposure to curated content can lead to feelings of inadequacy and low self-esteem. Remember, people tend to share their best moments online, not their everyday struggles. Second, the pursuit of likes and validation can be a slippery slope. We're hardwired for connection, but seeking approval through social media can become an unhealthy obsession. It's like chasing after a constantly moving target. You might get a few likes here and there, but true fulfillment comes from within, not from external validation. Third, FOMO, the fear of missing out, is real. Social media thrives on creating a sense of urgency and exclusivity. Seeing everyone else having fun can leave you feeling left behind or like you're constantly playing catch-up. Remember, life isn't about checking off every experience. It's about savoring the moments that truly matter. Fourth, excessive screen time can wreak havoc on our sleep patterns. The blue light emitted from our devices suppresses melatonin production, making it harder to fall asleep and stay asleep. And when we're sleep-deprived, everything else in life feels more challenging. Our mood, focus, even our physical health take a hit. Finally, let's talk about the impact on real-life relationships. Social media can create a sense of distance and disconnect between us. Instead of having meaningful conversations face-to-face, we often resort to texting or liking posts. Remember, genuine connection requires vulnerability, empathy, and shared experiences, things that are harder to cultivate through a screen. Think about the last time you felt completely drained after scrolling through social media. Maybe it was after comparing yourself to others, feeling overwhelmed by FOMO, or just plain exhausted from the constant stimulation. Now, imagine how much more energy you'd have if you used that time for something else. Connecting with loved ones, pursuing a hobby, or simply taking a break from the digital world. Let me tell you a story about my friend Sarah. She used to spend hours on social media every day, constantly comparing herself to others and feeling envious of their seemingly perfect lives. It was impacting her mood, sleep, and even her relationships. One day, she decided to take a break, no scrolling for a whole week. And guess what? She felt lighter, more focused, and happier. She rediscovered hobbies she loved, spent quality time with friends and family, and realized that true fulfillment came from within, not from external validation. So, here's the takeaway. Social media isn't inherently bad, but it can have a profound impact on our mental health if we let it. It's about finding a healthy balance, using social media intentionally, being mindful of its effects, and prioritizing real-life connections. Remember, you're in control. You decide how social media shapes your life, not the other way around. Let me hear from you. What are your thoughts on social media and its impact on mental health? Share your experiences, tips, or insights. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you found this episode helpful. We're all in this together, folks, so let's support each other on our journey to a happier, healthier relationship with technology. Until next time, keep that dopamine fast going strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.